Stacy, Stacy Minot, follow up of URI. Number two, my ears are still hurting. Number three, follow up of renal cyst. Number four, follow up of liver cyst. Number six, history of thyroid cancer. Number seven, weight loss. Number eight, follow up of atrial fibrillation. Next number, diabetes. Hypertension. Next one is follow-up of micro headache. Next one is history of gastroesophageal reflux. Our patient is a 55-year-old woman, married 27 years. She's a registered nurse who is not working at this time, comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems, period. And paragraph, her ears are actually doing a little bit better, but she still has some fluids, and she's taking some medication over-the-counter, Mucinex DM, to help with that, period. And paragraph, medications reviewed one by one. Also, I added to her medication of bioidentical hormones. Because of that, she's lost weight. She's feeling much better. She's sleeping better, and she feels like she's back to herself. Family history, coronary artery disease, and stroke. Immunization, has not had any COVID immunization. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 2016, she had a hysterectomy because of uterine cancer. Next number is medical problems, surgical problems, hysterectomy, bladder uplift, bladder lift, thyroid eczema because of thyroid cancer, medical problems, uterine cancer, thyroid cancer, seen an endocrinologist and an OB-GYN doctor for bioidentical hormones, since that's a very tricky thing with history of uterine and thyroid cancer, status post thyroidectomy, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, history of CVA 2005, history of sleep apnea, but he's not using any devices at this time. Review of system tiredness has been present for some time, but she's feeling much better. She's actually much more awake and alert. She's losing weight, allergy, levocoin, sulfa, cipro, prednisone, TB time test. Family history. Yes, sir. He weighs 200. She weighs 240 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 53, 121 over 82. Heart positive, positive 2, with ectopic lungs, fibronchial abdomen, soft but obese neck, shoulders, DVD skin, shows no arch, low extreme, shows trace edema. Assessment number one, atrial fibrillation rate controlled. Number two, continue with current medication. Number three, under care of a specialist regarding bioidentical hormones. Number four, under care of specialists regarding her atrial fibrillation. Number five, not using her CPAP for sleep apnea. Number six, the weight loss, doing much better with diet and exercise. Number seven, mammogram needed. Number eight, continue with Pradexa, refer atrial fibrillation, never stop. This was discussed. Number nine, hypertension stable. Number 11, history of status post thyroidectomy, thyroid, there's no evidence of recurrence on the sonogram. Next number, no evidence of increased lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, family history stroke, no evidence of increased calcification from 2 years ago. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, renal cyst, stays at say about the same measurement. It doesn't appear to be any different from 2 years ago. Next number, the liver cyst I was seeing before is still by around 2.0 centimeter. Next number, no evidence of aortic aneurysm noted. Next number, no evidence of PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, the Baker cyst I was seeing before is resolved. Next number, the swelling in the lower extremity is most likely related to sleep apnea and hormonal treatment. No sign of DVT was found. Next number, reevaluate condition in 3 months. Next number, blood work is not repeated at that time. We'll have the blood work checked at the end, 3 months per patient. Next number, mammogram this year ordered. Next number, patient also gets blood work at the cardiologist's office as well, she tells him. Thank you.